AP Sports, I'm Steve Carney. Los Angeles Rams defensive tackle Aaron Donald, widely considered to be the preeminent defensive lineman in the National Football League, announced Friday that he is retiring. In 10 seasons, all with the Rams, Donald recorded 111 sacks, earned NFL Defensive Player of the Year honors 3 times, was named first-team All-Pro 8 times, and was named to 10 Pro Bowls. A pair of former starting quarterbacks find themselves in new cities. The Pittsburgh Steelers move Kenny Pickett to the Philadelphia Eagles, picking up a 3rd-round pick in the 2024 draft and 2 7th-round picks in 2025. Meanwhile, the Los Angeles Rams signed Jimmy Garoppolo to a 1-year deal to be Matthew Stafford's backup. In the NBA, New Orleans makes the playoff race in the Western Conference tighter. AP correspondent Dave Ferry has details.
Zion Williamson's 34 points carried the Pelicans past the Clippers, 112-104. Williamson closed out the win with a short hook shot and a driving layup after Los Angeles pulled within 196. Pelicans head coach Willie Green.
It was fantastic. We're all super proud of how we responded, taking care of home floor.
The Pelicans won the season series 3-1 and pulled within 2 games of the Clippers for 4th place in the West.
Elsewhere around the NBA, Devin Booker's 21 points and 11 assists lead the Suns to a 107-96 win over the Hornets. Miami earns a 108-95 victory in Detroit over the Pistons. The Magic overcome an early deficit in Toronto to beat the Raptors 113-103. Nikola Jokic's 31 points and 7 rebounds leads the Nuggets to a 117-106 victory over the Spurs. And despite failing to score in the final minute and 56 seconds, the Jazz hold on for a 124-122 win over the Hawks. In the NHL, the Kings shut out the Blackhawks 5-0. Forward Pierre-Luc Dubois had one of Los Angeles's 4 first-period goals.
You know, we've shown a lot of resilience, I think, all this season with a lot of tight games, but sometimes going out 4 in the first also feels good, especially on a back-to-back.
And the Jets get 4 goals in the 3rd period, including a pair from Tyler Toffoli to blank the Ducks 6-0. A number of top college basketball teams will need at-large bids to make the upcoming NCAA tournament. The college football playoff gets an extension, and a second strong round from Wyndham Clark keeps them in the lead in the Players' Championship. That and more is coming up after this. 3 top-ranked teams in college basketball will not be vying for the SEC tournament title in the automatic bid to the NCAA tournament after falling in the quarterfinals. Number 5 Tennessee is one of those teams after dropping a 73-56 game to Mississippi State. Volunteers guard Dalton Knecht.
It's disappointing we didn't go out and do what we needed to do. We wanted to win 2 rings. We didn't get it. We only won 1. So now we got to go out and get ready for the big one. So we just got to be ready to have a fire underneath us.
Number 9 Kentucky is also out in the quarterfinals after a 97-87 loss to Texas A&M. And number 19 Alabama loses 102-88 to Florida. 3 of the 4 top seeds in the Big Ten are into their conference semifinals. This report from correspondent Mike Reeves.
Purdue beat Michigan State 67-62. Lance Jones contributed 10 points while filling in at point guard for Braden Smith.
Without Braden, you know, it shows us how deep we are and, you know, how we can still play together. You know, I just wanted to be next man up mentality.
Illinois got past Ohio State 77-74 as Dane Danger scored 12 of his 18 points in the second half.
It feels good to be able to come back and play in front of a whole bunch of friends and family, coaches. You know, it's just a good feeling to come back.
Saturday semifinals feature Purdue against Wisconsin. Illinois meets Nebraska.
An upset in the Pac-12 tournament semifinals as Oregon defeats number 6 Arizona 67-59. Ducks head coach Dana Altman says he's proud of how his players finished.
For them to battle back, it was a very good half. And I think the biggest reason, we just didn't give them too many second shots.
Oregon will play Colorado in the Pac-12 final after the Buffaloes beat number 22 Washington State 58-52. The top 2 seeds in the Big East will meet for that conference title, as correspondent Owen Russell reports.
Game 1 saw top seed UConn beat number 5 St. John's in a scoring onslaught, winning 95-90. Despite a subpar defensive performance, Coach Dan Hurley's team remained unselfish with the ball.
We got NBA-level talent that's willing, you know, to screen and share and play for each other on offense. Yeah, and it's a unique group of players.
In game 2, number 3 Marquette survived a second half surge to defeat number 7 Providence 79-68. The Golden Eagles played a physical game, powered by guard Cam Jones and forward Oso Iguodoro. both players scoring over 20 points. UConn and Marquette will meet in the tournament finals on Saturday.
And correspondent Greg Eklund reports it'll be number one versus number two seed in the Big 12 tournament final as well.
Iowa State and Houston are the top two seeds, and they'll be squaring off for the Big 12 tournament title. The Cyclones beat Baylor 76-62. Cyclone guard Keyshawn Gilbert led them with 20 points.
I say just, you know, wanting to win, making the right play, and being in the right spots on defense, that's what it takes to win. So that's what I try to do for the most part.
The Cyclones are 5-0 when they advance to the Big 12 tournament game. The Houston Cougars have reached the title game in their first year competing in the Big 12. They advanced after knocking off Texas Tech.
College football will continue to have its playoff for at least the next eight seasons as the nine FBS conferences and Notre Dame have agreed to a deal that would keep the college football playoff in place through the 2031 season. And after a second consecutive 7-under-par 65, Wyndham Clark has a four-shot lead over Xander Schauffele and Nick Taylor at the Players' Championship. Steve Carney, AP Sports.